don't go anywhere. We still gonna make our picks for next week on the UPMC High School Football Show. Brought to you by Root Sports on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Now, once more, here's John Phillips.
All right, real quickly. Last week, I was 4-1. Matt Popchalk was 4-1. Predictions for week four, starting with a big matchup in Class A, Big 7. Rochester at Stowe Rocks. Stowe Rocks the home team here. However, I will side with tradition and go with the Rochester Rams. Matt Popchalk is going to go with who, Matt? Who are you going with?
I'm going to take Stowe Rocks. A lot of Division I talent on that team.
Fair enough. I hope the kids at Stowe Rocks don't beat me up in a few weeks when I visit there. Central Catholic at Woodland Hills. That game at Turtle Creek Stadium, a.k.a. the Wolverina. That's a 7 o'clock start. It's our game of the week here on 93.7 The Fan. I'm going to go with, no surprise here, my alma mater, Woody High.
To me, Central is the clear-cut favorite in Quad A. They're dominant, and I think they'll squeak this one out.
I love it when we're opposite of one another. Upper St. Clair visits West Allegheny, non-conference action. I'll go with the Panthers.
I'm going to second that, John. USC, I think, bounces back from this loss to NA. I'm a big fan of Dakota Conwell.
I hope Bob Palko isn't listening. He'll probably never speak to me again. Gateway at Penn Trafford, big Quad A matchup in the Foothills Conference. No question here. It's going to be Gateway on the road.
I would agree with you, but don't be surprised if Penn Trafford gives them a run for their money. They're a much improved team this year.
Last game in our weekly predictions, Ringgold at Greensburg-Salem in AAA Keystone Conference action. Ringgold, you know, their tailback just got some love via the text inbox from Courtney. Demetrius Lewis, 4 touchdowns, 253 yards rushing last week. Why isn't he your player of the week? I'll take Ringgold on the road next week in that contest. Matt Popchalk, what you say?
War of attrition. I'm going to say Salem and a squeaker, Michael Kizzy with a game-winning touchdown.
There you have it. Those are our weekly predictions. We do them every Saturday morning in our final segment.